go to Raleigh, North Carolina, to listener Will online. Hello, Will.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing great. Good, sir. Welcome, Will.
All right, so my question is, since Catholics say that there is no assurance of salvation, and you can never be like 100% sure whether or not you're saved, how do we know that the saints are in heaven? So basically saying, you know, if I can't be sure whether or not I'm saved, if I can't be sure whether or not the fellow next to me is saved, you know, how can I be sure that a saint that lived, you know, a long time ago was saved?
Yes,
and like, wouldn't that in itself be somewhat of an assurance of salvation?
Sure. Great question, Will. First of all, just for our listeners, Will, I think you know this, but we do believe as Catholics that we can have assurance of salvation, but just not an absolute assurance. And of course, that's rooted in texts of scripture like 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. We can have that knowledge that we are saved. But of course, when we talk about knowledge, Will, we have to use it the way St. John does, because in the next verse he says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we know that if he hears us, we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So he uses the analogy there, Will, of the assurance we can have with our petitions, with the assurance that we can have of our salvation. Now, of course, we don't have absolute assurance that everything we ask for is going to be given, because as I, Patrick, I often joke with my audiences when I'm doing talks that probably half the women in this church right now, if you would have gotten everything you asked for, you wouldn't have your present husband. You would you would have had Johnny, your high school boyfriend, you know, from high school. But anyway, Will, that's an important point to make, is we do believe we can have a confident assurance, but that confident assurance is ordered to the virtue of hope, not to the virtue of faith. See, and here's the key, Will. I hope I will be saved if I cooperate with God's grace and so forth. I know God will save me. But I'd also add this, Will. The Council of Trent, as you probably know as well, Will, has also said that God can give certain people metaphysical certainty of their salvation. You know, three classic examples are the three children of Fatima, where, you know, our Lord revealed to them hell. And before he did that, he gave them the assurance that they're going to heaven, because it was such a traumatic thing. So you can have even what we would say is metaphysical certainty. That's a rarity, but God does give that gift to some.
This is an anecdote from the life of John Vianney, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. He was given a grace. Maybe it was Philip Neri. I think Carl Keady mentioned this once.
Right.
And the saint knew that himself and some washerwoman in the back of the church were the only souls. But that's
right.
Extraordinary.
They are. Those are extraordinary situations. But, Will, here's the key. When it comes to our certainty that St. John Vianney is in heaven, well, that we have by virtue of faith, because the church, exercising the keys of the kingdom, has declared, for example, infallibly. This is a gift we have in the church called canonization, where the Pope declares, exercising the keys of the kingdom, that somebody is in heaven infallibly. So we have infallible certainty that St. John Vianney is in heaven, the Blessed Mother, the apostles, and so forth. Even though the apostles are there by popular acclaim, that is infallible by virtue of the teaching of the universal and ordinary magisterium, that they're in heaven. Of course, Scripture tells us they're in heaven in Revelation 21:14. So the difference is, Will, we have the exercise of the keys of the kingdom. And because of that fact, I can have divine faith, not just the virtue of hope. I don't say I hope St. John Vianney's in heaven. I say I believe. I know St. John Vianney's in heaven, because that has been revealed. I can place divine faith in that. It has not been revealed infallibly that I will one day make it to heaven. And so I cannot place divine faith in that. See, I get involved there, you know, Patrick. And whenever Tim Staples gets involved, there's where the question comes.
I just had an interlocution about your future.
Don't tell me, please.
It's that you might be saved.
Yeah.
I'm never wrong.
Thank you, Patrick. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that.